Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The UH something like 24-0 when they score 70 points. So yeah. There's a key number for you. They can get to 70.
Yeah. This is also the best defensive team they've seen. So, it's not going to be easy. It's a really intriguing matchup. And honestly, today, to me, the matchups are much more interesting than they were yesterday. Like, I really see some level of intrigue in every one of these games, where that wasn't really the case yesterday. But UH has as much as anybody. That game should be really fun, really interesting to watch.
I'd love to see them get one more step. They've had such a great year. And, you know, get a win over a team like this, get to the Elite Eight. Boy, you can't ask for too much more than that. I'm not anticipating Kelvin Sampson going anywhere, but the reality is this team's going to be pretty good for a while. The way he's got it set up. You know, you're losing Corey Davis, but they've got a whole bunch of guys waiting in the wings. And Nate Hinton's going to just get better and better. Yep. And some of the kids they've recruited are really good. So I'm excited about the future, but I'm excited about tonight, man. I'm just going to sit in front of the TV, get some good alcohol, chill, watch the game, write a story when it's over.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, live here at Twin Peaks in Shenandoah. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. All good stuff. We're going to do another good hour for you. And we're going to have a very big guest here any moment, as soon as Andrew tells us he's on.
He is on.
He is on? Okay, great. Awesome. Because RJ can't do it today. He's having he's under the weather, but
he's overworked.
He's a little overextended, but that's okay because he sent us one of the best guys on the planet. And I'm a little jealous that you guys got to hang out in Vegas last week and I didn't. But Steve Fezzik joins us. Steve, how are you, man?
I am good. You know, Fred, we missed you. Had a lot of fun here on the Vegas Strip.
Fezzik, actually, he gave me a little bit of a math lesson at the blackjack table. And we had to leave eventually before we were asked to leave. But we kind of figured that was coming. But it was a nice little lesson I got there. Because when you're not on the Strip, they play pitch blackjack, which I love. I hate a shoe. You know, when there's eight decks or whatever, I don't need that. But if you get into a single deck or a double deck, there's apparently some sort of a mathematical system that can help you find your way to 21. Let's just put it that way. And Fezzik was kind enough to show me the moves.
Yeah, it was a good time. No, AJ, I got a kick when you turned to me. I made a really big bet, obviously, in that double deck game when the count was like at +8. And you turned to me and you said, "Is it good?" It was all I could do to say, you know, I don't usually bet, like, black chips on a blackjack table if it isn't. So a whole lot of tens and aces left, yes.
There you go. Fezzik, I know that you've been doing well on pregame. These games tonight, and I mean, really the games last night, I thought were tough to call. I mean, the lines, it seems like they're right on right now. Are there any games that jump out to you as real value tonight?
You know, I'll go ahead and give out my best bet. I played the Houston-Kentucky game to go under 135, and I really think it's all about Kentucky playing slower once January rolled around. And frankly, I don't see any reason why Houston should want to run with Kentucky. So that was my biggest bet tonight, Houston-Kentucky under 135.
I stayed away from this game altogether because the P.J. Washington thing to me is just such a factor. Like that the best player in the game, maybe playing a little bit, is just too big of a factor for me to take a chance on. Did you think the same thing about that?
Yeah, absolutely, and I actually lean to Houston, and Vegas is saying even if P.J. Washington plays, he's not going to be anything but a decoy, obviously leading scorer, leading rebounder, very, very good three-point shooter, and if you look at the point spread, it's down to Kentucky laying 2 against Houston. I think you have to take that the marketplace feels that P.J. Washington is not going to be a factor in this game.
Steve Fezzik is our guest, and How much do you play totals when we get down here? Because we were talking about it earlier. Usually the lines are when we get this few games, it's hard to find lines that are out of whack. Can you find that with the totals, and how often are you playing those? And how many halftime totals and things like that are you playing?
Yeah, I play way more totals than I do sides this time of year. Well, look no further than the games last night. You can make a case for like a Purdue-Tennessee could have gone either way in terms of the sides. I know the game did go way over. But that Oregon-Virginia, that Texas Tech-Michigan, both of those games were such clear unders from start to finish. And, in fact, those are the sort of games you talk about betting after the game starts. If you're watching that game, there was nothing to indicate that there was going to be anything but a scrum in both those games the entire way, both unders cashing easily.
I know you can find a lot of value once the game starts. And how often are you doing that? I mean, because I see a lot of your tweets where you've jumped in at halftime or you've jumped in and played in-game. How often are you doing that during the tournament?
Yeah, I love the live wagering, especially because so many places will put up lines with every media timeout during the tournament. In fact, there's some places that will deal a line after each and every possession. One of the tips I like to give out, and I think we when AJ was out here at the Hard Rock, I gave this one out. I love it when a game's been decided, a team's up 20 points, there's about 6 minutes to play, and so often both teams just cease hostilities at that point. The game's been decided. We saw that in the Michigan game, and the last 6 minutes of the clock just bleed off.
Steve Fezzik, our guest, and the two-time Super Contest winner. And you guys got so close this year. If your team pregame had won, would that have counted as a third time for you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the neat thing about the Super Contest here in Vegas is that they started to give away rings. So instead, like, they have bracelets for the World Series of Poker, but in sports betting, this really is the World Series of Sports Betting at the Westgate, and they gave out commemorative rings for all the past winners, so I can wear 2 of them around town whenever I want now.
That's awesome. I was telling RJ about this a few weeks ago, and he was making fun of me, but my goal for next year is I want to play in the Horse Player Championship, I want to play in the World Series of Poker main event, and I want to do the Super Contest and try to cash in all 3.
That would be quite the trifecta. I like it. You know, I played in the main event. I'm a poker player as well, and that's certainly something, if you ever get a chance to do, it should be on the bucket list of every serious gambler.
Yeah, I played in 2006, I think, was the last time I was there. But I'm thinking next year that would be kind of fun if you could actually cash in all 3 of those. That would be, I think that would be quite the feather in my cap there. So I'm going to give it a shot.
Fez, did either of the games that are going to be going on tomorrow jump out to you as a number that is interesting, with Gonzaga now at 4 against Texas Tech, and Virginia looks like it's settled around 4.5 against Purdue?
You know, both of them came a little bit lower than what I expected, but I guess it makes sense, right, where you see Virginia, boy, do they look tight, and they are running the shot clock all the way down. They don't seem like the efficient offense that they've been all year long, and frankly, Tech looks so good that I can understand the bettors wanting to support them. So first take was I thought both lines were going to come more like 5.5, so they're a little bit less than I expected, but I certainly can see why a bettor could make the case for lower spreads in both games.
Yeah, I thought that Virginia, I mean, had Virginia had a second half like they had their first half, you know, maybe people would have been more impressed, but I don't think they impressed last night. And obviously Purdue putting up the amount of points that they did was very eye-opening. But I do think these matchups are obviously intriguing. Gonzaga, I mean, the best offensive team in the country against Tech, the best defensive team in the country. And then I think the real value you get, or the other interesting is Virginia and Purdue, the two teams that haven't been to a Final Four in, I think, 30-plus years each. So somebody's got to do it, which I think it's you've got some interesting matchups, and I think the matchups today are interesting as well.
And I know Purdue just played almost a 200-point game, but I saw that 126, and with neither team having been to the Final Four, you got to feel both those teams could be tight. That's a total I would look to play under.
All right. That is Steve Fezzik from pregame.com. You can follow him on the Twitters at Fezzik Sports. Don't follow the fake Fezzik. He's no good. Real Fezzik is Fezzik Sports there on Twitter. We appreciate you filling in for RJ this week, and we'll talk to you again soon, my man.
Oh, my pleasure completely, and good luck to both of you and, of course, to all your listeners.
That's right.
Thanks.
That's Steve Fezzik.
That was cool. Get a chance to talk to him. That guy, all those pregame guys know their stuff, man. And I know you got to see it up close and personal last week. But, well, one thing I do know is racing, horse racing. And the Kentucky Derby's coming. There's a big Derby prep tomorrow with the Florida Derby. There's the Dubai World Cup tomorrow. There's the last night of Sam Houston. You know where I'm playing. BetUSRacing.com. And at BetUS Racing, you can wager on over 200 tracks right from your computer or mobile phone. It's time to get in on the action. They offer daily rebates. You can bet on whatever you want with the horses. Use the exclusive promo code PONY. You're going to get 10% cash added to your next deposit. And you want some action between races? How about this? You can play blackjack. Get over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today, and you're going to qualify for a $150 bonus. And they also have bonuses for the Dubai World Cup. You can go sign up there. And don't forget to use the exclusive promo code PONY to get 10% cash added to your next deposit. BetUSRacing.com. It's time for you to get in on the action. That's promo code PONY, P-O-N-Y, BetUSRacing.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Twin Peaks in Shenandoah, near the Woodlands and Conroe and all the places up north. And we'll be here until 7 o'clock, so if you want to come out, say hello. A bunch of Blitzers already have. There's a lot of Blitzers in the house and a lot of scenic views.
There are a lot of both.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with thumbs up on the scenic views. Yeah,
absolutely, thumbs up.
So the Antarctica guy is our buddy Reed, who did the barbecue and stuff when we did the shows at Beth's Place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he does that adventure singles.
Yeah,
club.
Yeah.
He took 26 singles down there for a wild time with penguins, whales, seals, and the southernmost bar at the end of the world at a Ukrainian research station. He said it was amazing.
All right.
I mean, yeah, if I could go with 26 singles, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it sounds like a good time.
So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty awesome. Good job, Reed. 713-780-3776. Yeah, Blitzer Jake says Dustin needs to get Pete Thamel to block him. Yeah. He hasn't blocked me yet, and I tore into him over that stupid column he wrote when UH hired Dana Holgorsen.
Oh.
One of the worst pieces of garbage I've ever seen. It's like, you know, oh, it's ridiculous to fire Major Applewhite. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
So Aaron, I think Aaron was putting for par here over on Golden Tee, and he left it there.
Was that you, Aaron?
Yeah, well, I turned it on earlier, and it's got four players, I think. Somebody started a game with four players and just left it. Like, I'm guessing from yesterday, because I've been here since before the place opened, and nobody has touched it besides me. So I walked over there because I noticed it wasn't on demo mode, and I was like, I wonder if you can – oh, yep, you can hit the ball.
Well, that's that looks like it's going to break severely to the left.
Yeah, this player is at plus 26, so I understand why they up and left probably last night.
Not great.
That's, that is a good, fun, drunk game. Is
oh, yeah.
Tea. So they have that here. And you can also sit here and watch LSU, Michigan State, which and the Astros now. So everything's going. And there's also UConn women, if you want to watch that. I'll pass. So, yeah, Astros game underway. Garrett Cole on the mound tonight. And I saw that Michigan State was off to an 8-0 lead. I don't know what it is now.
10-5 was the last I saw.
Okay, so. But that one's underway, and this is a great place to come watch all of it. So, head out here. Somebody said, checked out Truth Barbecue today, and it was fantastic.
Oh, it is good.
So he said his 2-year-old daughter also enjoyed the homemade strawberry cake.
They make a ton of different cakes, really good cakes.
All right. Well, that's going to be my Tuesday 1:30 thing this
week.
There
you go.
I'm good definitely going to do that. 713-780-ESPN. Home dude, that's whatever happened to Beth. She's still out there. She's doing her thing. Just went a different direction. And still has great stuff at her shop, so feel free to drop by there. This was going to be gym of the day. You and I both like energy drinks.
Yeah.
And we have specific ones we like. There's an interesting one in Uganda where apparently a man drank one and suddenly got very straight. With his thing.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like it made him not gay anymore.
No.
You're saying it got him excited.
Yeah. After consuming the energy drink, he had a...
There's a big difference there.
He had a stiffy that lasted nearly 6 hours.
Oh, good for him.
Turns out that this is called Power Natural High Energy Drink SX. And it's produced in Zambia. We can't get it here.
Damn.
They opened an investigation after receiving complaints from men who were constantly sweating and having erections lasting hours after consuming the energy drink. And they found out that it contained sildenafil citrate, which is the drug in Viagra.
Oh, that'll do it.
I don't know that this is a bad thing. I think that would be pretty cool, actually.
I think so, too.
You know, and just slam an energy drink and, you know, doink. So what is this? What is this music in my head I'm hearing?
It's a little bit of smooth jazz for you.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this is kind of a penis thing. You ever? I found a story today too that I wanted to get to because these Instagram stars apparently they can make anywhere between 100 and 1,000 euros on a sponsored post. So, like, what influencers, I guess, are being called now.
Yeah.
Which I don't know about that. But
no one ever asked me to influence for them. I don't know why.
Yeah, you
know,
I don't think I would.
I'm not an influence.
Yeah,
influencer.
Well, but between $100,000 on a sponsored post some of these people get.
Yep.
So, and a lot of them are doing several a day. That could turn into a pretty good living.
Yeah. People have to care about you, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I obviously have no shot, but a lot of them are, you know, they're doing blogs and posts like that. Some of our blog posts are sponsored. So there's that.
Yeah.
But it's not quite like these so-called influencers. That's one of those new terms that I'm kind of like, really? What are you influencing? You're just a hot chick.
Yeah. But, I mean... Sometimes that works. That's all it takes, Fred.
16-7 now, Michigan State up. 14:05 to go in the first half.
Not what I'd hoped for.
Well, it's early yet. I always have to remind you.
Yeah, I know.
And myself sometimes. It's very early.
Games can end pretty early, though.
Yeah, well, a lot of these, though, I mean, if you think you're on the right side, usually that team will come back, at least at some point. Yes, and there we go. Here goes Twitter. Guess that guy will have a bone to pick with that energy drink.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. Not go there. The I don't know if you saw this, but a news station in Toledo decided that they were going to use all slang to try to be hip.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, here's the segment. Good morning, TPS students. It's testing week, and it's time to slay all day. Yeet, stay woke, be on fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast. Goals, say bye Felicia to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris? He says, yas. Toledo weather going to be the lit during testing week. 100% chance of success. You've got this, kids.
I don't like this.
Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking okur? it goes on the whole way. It's kind of like, really?
Oh, that's Australia?
No, that's Toledo.
Oh.
But maybe if they'd slept on a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, they wouldn't have gotten up and felt the need to do that.
They would have stayed in bed and skipped test day.
Yeah, that's probably that's a good call because you've got a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. I have two, and I love them, man. It's the quality's fantastic. We were out there Wednesday with Yuval and the gang and Rachel and Lax. And one reason I like Texas Mattress Makers so much, they're just good people. And they make a great mattress, and they just want you to sleep better. And they're going to put you on the mattress that helps you sleep the best. And you're going to save 50% off of what you would pay in a retail store just by walking in. And if you want comfort, great pricing, they've got the Amsterdam, which is what athletes like the Sabercats use. I've got the Athens and the London in my place. And they're just great mattresses. And these guys are fantastic in the community. You want to see what everybody's saying about them, just check them out on Yelp. There's a reason why they're the number one mattress company in reviews. There's really no reason to go anywhere else. More comfort, more support with expert help guaranteed. Visit them today, 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, where we were on the other day, or 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, check them out at TexasMattressMakers.com as well. It is the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. Texas Mattress Makers.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Twin Peaks. Two more segments to go. Astros have runners on first and second and one out against Chuck Morton. So,
we've got a 7-7 game, North Carolina-Auburn, and a 22-14 game, Michigan State over LSU right now.
Sounds like football scores.
Well, getting there.
Yeah, LSU slowly fighting their way back into it here, so we'll see. It's not they'll be all right. I think they'll be all right.
Hope so.
And, so we've got two games going now, and the Astros. And UConn women against UCLA.
There's games all over the place. And there's plenty of TVs to go around.
Yeah, if you haven't been out to this one, man, you can set up almost anywhere and watch every game you want to watch. And you can catch your Astros and watch the basketball at the same time. Like I've got two LSU-Michigan State TVs and two Astros TVs that I can see from where I'm sitting, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather just sit here and drink a beer and watch the games. But we have, you know.
Then when I'm done, like, when the show's done, you'll be able to come sit in this room and you can play the deer hunting game or the golf game and watch those games at the same time.
Exactly. And there's free credits on the golf game, apparently.
Yeah.
So, for four people. So come check it out. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you're wanting to text us. We'll definitely take your text. Did you know there was going to be a sequel to Forrest Gump at one time?
No. I mean, he was like a really old man.
Well, apparently, after the guy who, Eric Roth, who was a screenwriter, said the follow-up film would have followed Forrest Gump after his Winston Grimm's second novel, Gump and Company, and they turned it into a script in 2001. And he said, literally, I turned it in the day before 9/11, and he said, Tom and I and director Robert Zemeckis got together on 9/11 to sort of commiserate about how life was in America and how tragic it was, and we looked at each other and said, this movie has no meaning anymore in that sense. So they basically...
Because 9/11 happened, they scrapped it?
Yeah.
I think it's for the best anyway.
Yeah,
The
movie ended where it should have.
Yeah, it's a standalone. It's a classic film at this point. They did the right thing.
This guy also wrote the remake of A Star Is Born, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and The Horse Whisperer. So that's not a bad resume for him. You know how everybody does all these maps now of things? Somebody put out the 50 fastest growing breweries in the country, and there's only one in Texas, and I'm not familiar with it.
What's it called?
Dorkel Distilling and Brewing Company in San Antonio?
Nope.
Yeah, that's the only one. And I don't know how you define fastest growing.
Probably, like, how many barrels you made a year ago versus how many you made.
Maybe so, yeah. But, Dorkel Distilling and Brewing in San Antonio.
It's funny, like, I keep... There's rounds of applause, and I keep expecting it to be something happening in one of the basketball games. But people are clapping about baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. It's regular season baseball. It's pretty wild.
It's opening weekend.
That's true.
Well, once you get into, game 57... Like yesterday, everybody was going nuts on every pitch, and it was kind of cool. It was like watching a playoff game. But there's 160 more of these. There's no reason to get too caught up just yet. Jay Rapp says Forrest Gump is top five for me. Didn't need a sequel.
I don't. I'm with you. Oh, I don't know about top five for me. Yeah, but it definitely didn't need a sequel.
Yeah, it's not in my top 20, I would say, but. I didn't even think it was the best movie of the year, but it won Best Picture. So that was that's the same year as like Shawshank and Pulp Fiction.
Yep,
both of which
like
would,
the greatest
would be higher on my list than Forrest Gump. Not that it's bad, but it's also not one I need to see again.
Quiz Show, I think, was also
Quiz Show was a good movie.
Yeah, there's a good bunch of good movies that year.
But yeah, I don't really need to see Forrest Gump again. There's some movies though that
I do think like. I want my kids to watch Forrest Gump eventually because it's one of those movies that like it's a history lesson in a movie. Like it goes through like so many eras in one movie. I just feel like it's something that a kid could take a lot from.
Yeah, that's probably fair. You see this story about Patrick Chung being sued by a former Rams employee? This is kind of funny. Matthew Hogan, who was a Rams ticket executive, is suing Patrick Chung because he claims that he engaged in harmless trash talk with the man who runs Chung's social media pages leading up to the Super Bowl. However, things turned dicey when Hogan texted the guy following Chung's injury saying, Chung's a bitch.
Oh.
And
that escalated.
Yeah. And then the guy running the social media came back with, you're a C-word for saying that.
Oh.
And then said, if I see you, I'm going to jail. I don't care.
Damn.
So
what's the next level after you go from B-word to C-word? I mean,
isn't C-word pretty much...
That's like drop the mic.
Yeah.
This game's over, right?
Yeah. Said, I would never say...
I probably would have said something about his mom.
Yeah.
That's how you
But even then,
but you'd have to use the C word in that one too,
right? And is it really cool?
Are you comfortable doing that as a man?
Well, like,
what's your level?
And I'm not. But and then are you really upping the ante when he's already used it? It's like you're just trying to riff off of what he did. So he said, "I would never wish or say anything like this to anyone after they just broke their arm. You should be ashamed, bro." And he claimed that he made it appear that he sent the message to Chung directly, which he believes constitutes defamation. I'm going to say this guy has no case.
This is a guy trying to grab some money.
Yeah, and he's the one who called him a bitch.
Yeah.
So this is about the Forrest Gump sequel. Some of the plot points are interesting, to say the least. They include Forrest's young son being diagnosed with AIDS, Forrest dancing with Princess Diana and being caught up in both the A.J. Simpson car chase and the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds interesting, but I assume that's from the books, which I don't really have any desire to read. I am gonna go buy some Happen Leonard books this weekend and read some of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's only three seasons, and they shut it off, but there's a bunch of books. I told you I was watching a bunch of the – I read a bunch of the Longmire books.
Yeah.
And as much as I love the show, books are better.
Really?
Yeah. They're all more badass in the books. Like, Henry doesn't have bad stuff happen to him because he's just complete – he's the badass Henry. That's what he is all the time in the books.
He doesn't get beat up and kidnapped and stuff.
No, no, no. So, A32 wants to know, what casino in Vegas did you play Pitch Blackjack?
At the Sunset Station.
Okay.
So it was in Henderson.
How
you can play, but like in the MGM, you can play Pitch Blackjack. It's just $100 a hand minimum. They have $5 single deck blackjack at Sunset Station. Now, I'm not playing that because if you play $5 Pitch Blackjack single deck, you got a table full of people, which means they're shuffling every single time, and you got people who are idiots. But if you play at $15 single deck Pitch Blackjack tables, not bad.
I've got to get into that. I just don't know what I'm doing enough, and I'd be the guy that everybody gets pissed off at for misplaying.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I would get pissed at that.
Yeah. Because I don't. I just don't know enough.
But the thing about Pitch is, like, you can look at your cards. You can show your neighbor your cards and ask them. Like, you can talk. I don't know. I like that game. All right, guys. Got to tell you about ProDunkHoops.com. That's the website. That's where you go for the best goals on the planet, the best basketball goals on the entire planet. What makes them the best? That's your question, right? Let me answer. The thickest steel of any goal on the market, 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores. They've got a tempered glass backboard that's so strong, Hoops guarantees that if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. There's a rust armor finish, which means no rust. 30 years maintenance free, perfect for the weather we've got down here, and they've got a design to fit your home, driveway or backyard, whatever you're looking for, they've got it. And of course, they're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet, so you can get out there and dunk like LeBron on your kid. Guys, you got to check this out. You got to see it. If you're thinking about buying a goal, if you haven't been thinking about it, you're thinking about you want your kids outdoor more, this is a way to do it. Get your new Hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com, or give them a call, 281-351-9822.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this...
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks in the Woodlands. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And if you haven't picked up the greatest gambling novel ever written, what are you waiting for? Just go to JesusTheNovel.com, available in all forms. BarnesandNoble.com is on there and a good place to buy it, but you can get it on Amazon, wherever you want, off the low, low price of $19.99. Entertainment that will last a lifetime. Boy, Garrett Cole's dealing, but so is Chuck Morton. No score, runner on first, nobody out for the Astros in the top of the third inning. And Michigan State is not letting up on LSU. It's now 32-17.
And it's deep enough in the game that you can't really say, well, it's early yet.
No, it's not early yet. It's
it's getting there.
Yeah, it's getting later.
Yeah, it ain't pretty.
All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Friday with a little stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
What are you going to be wearing?
I bought some new shirts and a new jacket, and then we have a thing after the show that we have to dress up for.
You're going to look so hot.
I'm going to be wearing boots too, so Charlie's going to look even smaller. So,
oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got really excited. Why do some people say Jeff Luno? Luno.
Luno, yeah.
Not Luno, not Lunow. Luno.
The first thing you said was the exact same thing as the second thing. You totally confused.
Luno versus Luno?
It's the same thing.
I don't think it's the same.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's an emphasis on the ooh. Does Machine Gun Kelly, is he starring in that movie?
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
So he...
He's... You said you haven't
ooh,
seen it?
Ooh, that's a weird looking dude. A mouse came in, lifting objects twice its size, and basically putting everything away so it could keep the home he was living in clean. It's an anal mouse.
I don't have to wait in line. I have a good relationship with the Houston barbecue community.
I see. So you're just going to jump in front of all those poor people?
Yeah, I've got a fast pass on Houston barbecue.
What a turd you are.
Suck it, all of you plebs.
H-Town Berg fan says, is it true Ant-Man will end Thanos by crawling in his tail as an ant and then expanding? Serious question. Is that really a serious question?
I don't think that's how it'll end, but if it does, that's awesome. But I guess it would matter if Thanos' glove fell off. Because if his glove doesn't fall off, he can just reverse time and make him, you know, like he can tighten up his butthole or whatever. Oh, old people sick.
Oh, so they're breaking hips, and they're making
gross.
So much noise that...
the old saying, just the tip can break a hip. Do you think that if you got shark boots, that the left shark would be more enthusiastic than the right shark?
I think the left shark would become more famous.
For sure. The great thing on ESPN.com, Nurkic expected to make full recovery. Like he was a horse and they were going to put him
down. Exactly.
I've been sitting in the airport for 6 hours getting screwed.
And then you were like, I hope your plane crashes.
It wasn't quite that, no.
And they're like, what's his last name? Faur? Oh, be-doo, be-doo.
Astros are well on their way to the AFC West Championship.
AFC West?
AL West.
There you go. Yeah. That's better.
Yeah.
That's more, I think logistically, that's the way it's going to go.
They could win the AFC West. They're that good.
You look mighty tasteful with your hat on.
Or
tasty.
Okay, a little weird. It just got weird.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
It's weird all the time around here. All right, before we wrap things up, I just want to take a second to thank Twin Peaks for having us out today. And it's been a fun week, been all over the place. I'm ready for this week to be over.
Yeah, it's been good, but it's time to move on.
Yeah.
I wish the LSU game was over right now and we could just get the Duke-Virginia Tech game going, to be honest.
Well, I just want to get home.
9-1 offensive rebounds.
Is that a disparity?
What sucks is, I mean, LSU's a really good rebounding team, and they're just getting punked out.
And Astros have Jose Altuve at the plate. Wow, that pitch was weird. The catcher missed it and hit the ump.
Oh, boy. He did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Remember that softball game?
Oh,
the catcher just moved out of the way?
Yeah. That's he's taking some time to collect himself. No question. But, so Astros are in the top of the third.
Good.
Yep. Runner on second and now one out with Altuve at the plate. So, yeah, this is so cool. You can just sit here and watch everything. UConn women up 31-26 at the half. I know you care about that.
Yep. Excited.
All right. Well, anyway, it's been a fun week. Appreciate Twin Peaks for having us out during the tournament, and hopefully
We'll be doing some more of these in the future. And didn't even mind coming to the Woodlands today.
No, you didn't complain at all.
No. It was a relatively quick trip, and the scenic views are worth it. That's and the ones outside the window, too. Just for all of our listeners who sometimes get confused.
Yeah.
But you got any big plans this weekend?
Baseball. Baseball and watching basketball when I can fit it in.
I'm doing a...
I hate watching DVR basketball, but I'll probably end up having to.
Yeah. I'm doing a beer and bike tour tomorrow. So I think we're going to like 6 different breweries as part of the bike ride.
All right.
And so I'll be...
You'll be hammered.
I will be hammered, and that's the intent. That's the whole plan, is just to go out and have a good time, not worry about work at all, not do anything for Sports Map. You watch, something will happen that I have to write about. Like, UH will lose tonight, and then Samson will go to Arkansas tomorrow, and I'll have to write a story on it. It'll be real entertaining after that 6 beer.
While you're hammered.
Yeah.
I don't believe this guy. What the hell?
I was told he's staying.
I look stupid now. Jeez.
I bet that his contract might get announced then.
Oh, that's entirely possible.
I'm hearing $3 million a year is what they're going to, which more than fair. But,
yeah,
we'll see what happens. All right. Well, are we out next Friday? I think we're out again. I think we're back downtown.
Yes, live sports bar.
Okay.
Yeah, on Friday. Yep.
So that'll be cool.
That's more, another easy one for you.
It's more of a bike ride than a walk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that or, well, I could easily take the train down there. That's not that bad. All right, you know what? I might do Sundays, go play the big tournament at Lions, but you know what they have tomorrow? How about this? $20,000 guaranteed. I'm sorry, $30,000 guaranteed. At 2 o'clock, late registration till 4:30. It's a $170 tournament. $30,000 guaranteed. You can go and get you some of that. You want to get $20,000? That's tonight. The 7 o'clock tournament, late registration till 9:10. It's a $90 pot limit Omaha. And that one got $5,000 guaranteed with a $1,500 bounty online after the break. The $20,000 was the noon tournament today. So we're giving away $20,000 at noon on Fridays, $30,000 on Saturdays. Tonight, $5,000 guarantee plus a bounty on Mr. Lion. Guys, if you have not been out there, these tournaments are fantastic. Lion's Poker Palace is exactly that. It is a palace. And George, Najib, Mr. Lion, they're putting on a great, great room out there. You need to go check it out.
I just told you, I was in Vegas, and none of the rooms out there that I was in compared to what they've got going on at Lions right here in Houston. And we can tell you about it all day. You've got to go see this place for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. Go check them out. Tell them we sent you. And follow them on Facebook for all the information about the tournaments, what time the tournaments start, what kind of tournament it is. They'll keep you updated every day. But like I said, go in and see them. Lions Poker Palace.
This is ESPN 97.5.